It's Minneapolis at Aquatennial time. Greetings from the stage of the Minneapolis Auditorium, and welcome to 120 minutes of star-studded radio entertainment. Yes, it's another annual WCCO Aquatennial radio show, bringing together the brightest names in show business and also all of your WCCO favorites. This first half hour of the WCCO Aquatennial radio show is brought to you with the good wishes of Cook Appliances, distributors of Whirlpool automatic washers and dryers. And here to launch this boatload of smiles and songs is Mr. Northwest himself, Cedric Adams.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, the 7th annual WCCO Aquatennial Radio Show is once again underway. You know, this little show is developing into quite a tradition. As we begin another broadcast at Aquatennial time, we can't help but feel the presence of the great names who have been with us in the past. As a matter of fact, it almost reads like a who's who in show business. Bob Hope, Arthur Godfrey, Eddie Cantor, Ken Murray, Edgar Bergen, Gary Moore, Frank Parker, Marion Marlowe, Julius LaRosa, Jeanette Davis, the Cordettes, Monica Lewis, Tony Arden, Colleen Gray, Polly Bergen, Laurie Anders, Arlene Dahl, Dennis Morgan, yes, and even Alban Barkley. Well, it is a grand tradition of mirth and melody, and tonight we're going to add many more names to that distinguished alumni organization. Throughout the years, a regular part of every Aquatennial radio show has been the Minneapolis Choral Airs, directed by Robert Mansky. Things indeed wouldn't seem right unless we opened our show with a rousing song. So the Minneapolis Choral Airs are going to sing Great Day.
Now that the big Aquatennial radio show is underway, Whirlpool automatic washers and dryers and all the Whirlpool dealers in this area want me to tell you how happy they are to be able to bring you this program. And also, they'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyalty to Whirlpool automatic launderers and dryers. In just a few short years, you have helped make Whirlpool the largest company in its industry in the entire country. Certainly, your loyalty to Whirlpool automatic washers has made Whirlpool the washer most wanted by most women. Whirlpool is happy to salute the Minneapolis Aquatennial. It's a time of great fun. So let's get on with the show.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to present to you indeed, one of the great figures of show business, producer, actor, author, composer, Toastmaster General of the United States, and one of the most popular personalities America has ever known, Mr. Georgie Gesso.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen and children. This is the most interesting day that we've spent here in Minneapolis. I was in that parade today. I've never seen so many people since my sister's baby was born, I swear. I am not a newcomer to Minneapolis. I've been coming here for many, many years. I used to play at the old Orpheum Theater, Ulver Shulamayet, rest in peace, many, many years ago. As a matter of fact, you missed the first joke, I must tell you about it. I said I was in the parade, and I never saw so many people since my sister's baby was born. Okay. Now, they paid. They're entitled to hear the whole business. And I think the audience listening in should know that this auditorium is going to be crowded to the roof. But at the moment, the people are still coming in because of the traffic, etc., etc. And this is a beautiful theater. As a matter of fact, I appeared here the first time, the first, second night it opened, over 25 years ago. And it is remarkable to look at it here now. Not one improvement in over 25 years. And of course, if there's anybody who owns it that's in here, this was merely said as a gag. However, I was anxious to get here tonight after the long day in the parade, after the long and tedious rehearsals here. I came here in a taxi and I was speeding, which is the wrong thing to do. And I was accosted by one of the local shaman officers who stopped my car to give me a ticket. And I suddenly recalled that I had received a badge here from the head of the committee. So when he started to arrest me, I said, "Hey, officer, there's my badge." Well, if I could only tell you what he told me to do with this badge. He said, "You break that up, my boy. You can't use that because you can't go, exceed the speed laws no matter what kind of badge you have." And I told him it was important that I be here on time because this was on radio and it was the gala performance of the year. And I think you might be interested to know that after producing pictures for over 10 years, I'm going to be back on television starting on September 13th. I'm coming back to do a program for a product called the Rollwright Pen, the BB Rollwright Pen. Here it is. As a matter of fact, my management are with the people who own this product in New York tonight to get the contract signed. And if they sign this contract, you have this from the depth of my heart, there is no finer pen to write a letter with than the BB Rollwright pen. And if they don't sign the contract, you can write letters with salami if you want it. Now, I want you to know that I'm going to be running out all through the evening, as well as my most talented associate. And now, in the meantime, I want to bring you back to your host, that very, very remarkable columnist and daily commentator, Cedric Gannon. Cedric, there we are.
Well, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have co-stars at this year's Aquatennial Radio Show. You've just met one of them, and now it's a great pleasure to introduce a gentleman who has made Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart the best straight men in the world. Here is the great Dane himself, Victor Borge.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, present and at home and abroad and wherever you may be. You're late. We have a very long, very interesting show, and I shall not take much time right now. I shall be back in a little while. But for my fourth and last number in this part of the show, I should like to play a little tune by a Danish composer. He is a former contemporary, and he was born in Denmark. He was actually born in wedlock, which is about 3 miles south of Copenhagen. His name was Virginia Nielsen. until they found out that he was the girl. Then, of course, they changed his name to Virginia Anderson. But he... he wrote this little tune I shall play now. I shall walk over to the piano, which is approximately a half a mile away, and I shall be there in a short while.
He was born in 1906. Unfortunately, he had a short but wild life. He died in 1907. And here is what he wrote. That is all. Now, this is not very impressive, but it is most important. Because if he hadn't written this, we would never have had this.
A little incident happened yesterday when I arrived in town. This is something I shouldn't tell you because it is about Cedric Adams and myself. Well, we were playing golf, 19 holes. Yeah, they had so many holes out on that golf course. And we were about through. Now, I ask you, you be the judges. What would you do in this case? We were at the 19th hole. The game was almost over. And the ball is about 3 feet from the hole. A fellow turns his back, and the other fellow uses the opportunity to push the ball into the hole with his hand. Now, and thereby wins the game. Ladies and gentlemen, would you ever again play golf with a man like that? No? All right. Neither will Cedric Adams. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Yours and my favorite, Mr. Northwest, Cedric Adams. See you soon.
Well, there, ladies and gentlemen, you have them, two of the brightest names in show business. And they'll be with us for two solid hours tonight. We have some other celebrities with us this evening. They're part and parcel of our great Aquatennial celebration. It just wouldn't be an Aquatennial radio show unless we met our Aquatennial top brass. And this year, the honor and the headaches of being in charge of the whole show went to a young man. There's a little byplay going on here. This year, the honor and the headaches of being in charge of the whole show went to a young man who has done a very superb job of bringing all of the elements of this great celebration together. We'd like to welcome two of our top brass. We'd like to have you meet the Commodore of the Aquatennial for 1953, Mr. Neil Messick, Jr., and its president, Mr. William Benson.
I'm more used to audiences than you are, and I want to call your attention to this. In gazing out at this audience, I want to tell you this. I've been all over the world. You are the nicest-looking group of ladies that I've ever played to in the many years that I've been in the show business. I really mean that. Honestly, as I stand here between these two gentlemen in the Navy, of the Minneapolis Navy, and look out upon you, it were as if I were gazing out upon a garden of roses. That's how lovely you are. Here and there, there's a weed, but that's life, and we have fun. Go ahead, Neil, whatever you want to say.
Well, George, on behalf of the Minneapolis Aquatennial Association, and I haven't got it with me because it isn't quite ready yet, we're going to make you an honorary Commodore. The plaque will meet you in New York on your return there.
Oh, well, I'm very, very pleased and very honored to be a Commodore in the Minneapolis Navy.
Well, you should be especially so to be an honorary one because it doesn't entail any work, so yes. That's first rate.
That is good. And I want to say this to you both. I'm also not prepared to give you what I intended to. I just have one. I want to give you this BB Roll Right pen. And if they engage me, this is one of the finest pens that you've ever seen. And now, before Victor Borges steals my lunch, let us leave, gentlemen.
Shall we? Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Commodores. Thank you indeed. It's always been a pleasure to share the Master of Ceremonies chores on this show with a gentleman who is one of your favorite radio voices. He's as big as he is famous, and he's ready now to take over from here. So we'd like to have you meet your good friend and mine, Mr. Bob DeHaven. Robert.
Mr. Adams, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm out here for a very pleasant duty indeed. I don't know how old man Adams let me steal this honor. The pretty girls are usually in his column and in his province, but so help me, I have corralled the prettiest girl we've ever had, and I'd like to present her to you Aquitania visitors right now, the Cinderella girl of the Arthur Godfrey Show, Lou Ann Sims.
So sad and blue. Once I was forlorn. Then I heard this melody called Honey in the Horn. Then my cares were swept away. I danced till early morn to this lilting melody called Honey in the Horn. As we danced the night away, my heart said he's for me. As I cuddled in his arms, he sang this melody. Hand in hand we said I do, as they played our song. Not the old here comes the bride, but honey in the hall.
At this time, I'd like to do a song for you that I recorded on Columbia Records with Percy Faith, and the name of it is I Wouldn't Want It Any Other Way. There's no one else for me. There's someone else for you. And now you're calling it a day. You're leaving me, I know. A rose from memory's bouquet. If that's the way you want it, I wouldn't want it any other way. Though love is blind, I'm not too blind to see that you don't find your happiness with me. For even now we seem to be apart. guess my dream fell through. There's nothing I can do. Although it breaks my heart to say, if that's the way you want it, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Possibly. Come on back, Luann. Take another bow. She'll be back later in the show. You know, possibly the most notable feature of the Minneapolis Aquatennial is the holiday spirit it generates. Everyone seems to take a vacation from care and worry. And you know, one of the outstanding features of the Whirlpool automatic washer and dryer is that it lets you take a vacation from work on wash day. And I certainly want to take this opportunity to remind you that Whirlpool washers, automatic washers and dryers, are the most wanted washers by the most women. So my suggestion to you is, since that's true and since so many women have had to wait so many months for their washer, that you go into your dealers the first thing next week and have him give you a demonstration. Then you'll know why it's the washer most wanted by most women. Well, now it's time to get back to our show, and here is Victor Borga.
One of the nicest things that happened to me during my visit in Minneapolis was the honor of meeting the Queen of the Lakes, Miss Joan Melberg. It is my honor to introduce to you the Queen of the Lakes, Miss Joan Melberg. Joan, as Queen of the Lakes, I must say that you have two of the most beautiful lakes I have ever seen.
Well, Victor, how did you know?
I counted them.
Thank you, Mr. Borg. Thank you, Mr. Borg. Thank you, Mr. Borg, George Jessel, and ladies and gentlemen. I'm so happy to be a part of this great Aquatennial, and particularly this WCCO radio salute to the Aquatennial. And Mr. Borga, would you mind coming out here just a moment, please? I think I frightened him. I take great pleasure in welcoming you officially to our great city of Minneapolis at Aquatennial time, and it is my great pleasure to make you honorary first jester to the court of the Queen of the Lakes.
It's a great honor indeed.
Thank you, Victor.
Have a match?
No, thank you. I don't smoke. Now, Victor, I want to go out into the audience and watch you entertain my loyal subjects for the rest of the show. Is that okay?
That's fine, but it's not my turn right now.
I'm sure it must be.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, it says, doesn't say so in this script. No, it isn't. Entertain the audience for a while. I'll go out and find out. Thank you.
He's really prepared tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Isn't she wonderful? Hi, Queen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I think we have said that about 5,000 times already. Okay, you want our picture? Take it. Talk a little, talk a little. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to hear a voice which is a favorite in every household of the Northwest. It belongs to a young Scandinavian boy, I'm happy to say. You all know his name, I'm sure. Bert Hansen. Bert.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone that goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe.
And that's the first half hour of the big WCCO Aquatennial Radio Show, brought to you with the best wishes of Whirlpool Automatic Washers and Dryers, distributed in Minneapolis by Cook Appliances. We'll be back with the second half hour in just a moment over WCCO St. Paul and Minneapolis.
WCCO Aquatennial Radio Show continues from the stage of the Minneapolis Auditorium, with the next 30 minutes brought to you in the best interests of your car by the Western Oil and Fuel Company, exclusive distributors of the new Uniflow Motor Oil. And here's your host for the second half of the WCCO Aquatennial Radio Show, the Clown Prince of the Keyboard, Victor Borga.
Thank you. They told me I could have a half hour of this show all by myself. I told them I would take it on the condition that I could also have the McGuire sisters all to myself. I won. Here they are, right from Arthur Godfrey to you, Christine, Phyllis, and Dorothy, the McGuire sisters.
I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world, just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just call the parson. Hey, par, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world, just rolling along, rolling along, rolling along, singing a song. Hear me telling, hear me yelling, I'm sitting on top. On the top of the world. There go I, way up high, in the sky, high, high. And I sigh, it's cold, sitting on top of the world.
Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. This being our first time at Minneapolis, I must say that we're very, very impressed. You've been just wonderful to us, and we love it. Now for our next song, we're going to sing Cuddle Up a Little Closer.
In day. They used to sing this lullaby. Cuddle up a little closer, lovey mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to be your cheek so rosy, like to make you comfy cozy, 'cause I love from head to toes, lovey mine. Cuddle up a little closer, my little lovey mine. Cuddle up, and be my little, little clinging vine. I like to feel your cheeks so rosy. I like to make you comfy cozy. 'Cause I love from head to toesy. Love. From your head down to your toesies. So cuddle up a little closer. A little closer, my little loving mine.
Thank you very much, McGuire Sisters. If your car is new or in like new condition, why not keep it that way? Change to Uniflow, U-N-I-F-L-O, the brand new motor oil designed for your modern high-compression engine. Uniflow combines the best features of top-quality, heavy-duty motor oils and can be used all year round. For longer new car performance, Uniflow is designed to fight troublesome combustion chamber deposits that cause knocking in the engine of your car. The truly superior ingredients used in this amazing oil make Uniflow the first year-round motor oil, a single grade that's best for your car under all weather conditions. So be sure you get Uniflow at your favorite filling station or car dealer. It's approved by leading car manufacturers. You can buy Uniflow now at your mileage service station. And now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, here is Victor Borga.
Thank you very much. I should like to play for you a couple of popular tunes, and I sincerely hope you recognize them. Because if you don't, they might not be as popular as I thought. Pardon me for sitting down while I play, because it's very uncomfortable to stand up. Pardon my back. Pardon my front. But that's the way I'm built. The Steinway people have asked me to announce that this is a Baldwin piano.
I can see why.
Quite a lot of people have asked me why there are three pedals on these grand pianos. I'm happy to announce that the pedal in the middle is there to separate the two other pedals. Which might be bad news for people with 3 feet. There's also a little stick here. I don't know if you can see it. You people at home will not be able to, but see this little gadget here on the piano? Millions of people don't even know what that thing is for. Unfortunately, I happen to be one of them. Popular tune. I play it with both hands. That way I might get through with it a little faster. Ashes all over the piano. I can't remember this particular tune, but I shall play another tune which is almost as popular. You won't notice the difference. I don't know this one too well. I shall play another one with which I'm not very familiar. Then I shall play one I don't know at all. Followed by excerpt from Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto, number 2, by Rachmaninoff, of course, who also wrote the music for this particular concerto. Yeah. I play excerpt because I don't know the whole thing. This concerto was originally written for 95-piece symphony orchestra, but due to circumstances between the network and the sponsor, we seem to be approximately about 65 pieces short. But you won't notice the difference because I play it very fast. Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto, written in 4 flats because he had to move 4 times while he wrote it. By Bach, but it's awfully dull, so I have to. By the way, did you know that Bach had 30 children? A
as I read in the book. Not a word about Mrs. Bach, though. This is historically correct. 30 children he had. Imagine that. In his spare time, he wrote more fugues than anybody else. It takes a lot of time to raise 30 children. I can't see how anybody can get time to else. Get them up in the morning. I have two children myself. Mine are twins. Both of them. And they are 14 years old. They're 7 each. Next year it'll be 15. It'll be 7 1/2 each. They're all fast. I can't think of their names right now. They don't come when I call them anyway. What do they? If it's all right, that bulb didn't go off. Hey, take the picture now. Come on. What are we going to do? Rachmaninoff, second piano concerto by none other than... Ladies and gentlemen, when you hear this... That is the introduction. And when you hear this... That is the main theme. And when you hear this... Then there is definitely something wrong, because that's Tchaikovsky. These were the excerpts, I know. Would you like to hear the famous Polonaise by Chopin in A-flat? Is there anyone here who can play it? Okay, that takes care of that. A little later in the show, ladies and gentlemen, I will play a little number for you, which we have practiced to death almost. In the meantime, in order for you to understand the thing I'm going to do for you now, I must explain to you just a few facts about my background. I shall get a taxi over to the next microphone there so we can make it fast. See you in a second. I have to go way back and speak about my great-grandfather, whom we traced back to Marie Antoinette. As a matter of fact, my great-grandmother traced him back there a couple of times, but he was partly responsible for the birth of my grandfather, he thought, and his grand and he was born in Denmark, was Danish after his mother and Swedish after a friend of his father's, and he was one of the great inventors of his time. He invented the burglar alarm, which unfortunately was stolen from him. He was a brilliant man. Among other things, he was a PhD. Just a... So was his wife. He also was a brilliant chemist. He was the one who invented the cure for which there was no disease in those days. Once he experimented, he crossed an Idaho potato with a bath sponge. You can imagine how that tasted. Horrible. But it sure held a lot of gravy. His greatest invention was the soft drink, which he called 4-Up. But nobody seemed to like it. Then he invented another soft drink, which he called 5-Up. Still nobody liked it. Then came 6-Up. But it was a flop, so he died heartbroken a few days later. But little did he know how close he came.
Then I was born, and when that happened, my parents were not very rich because they didn't have any money. So when I was born at home. And when my mother saw me, she was taken to the hospital. Then one day, my father came home. I was 4 years old, and he found me in the living room in front of a roaring fire, which made him very angry because we didn't have a fireplace in the house. There I sat, and here he stood, burning up. He pointed at me. He was left-handed, see, he pointed that way, but I was sitting over there. He said, Borger. He didn't know my first name. See, in my father's family, we had a little trouble up here. My father was all right, but his two brothers, my male uncles in Denmark, they were, you know, we had three sexes in Denmark, male, female, and convertible. But as a matter of fact, I was supposed to have been back this season in Denmark, but I ain't going. Now I have made my choice once what I'm going to be, and that's the way it's going to be. At least this season. Now, what I meant to say that, and this is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks ago we celebrated one of my uncle's 102nd birthday. 102nd birthday. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, he wasn't present. He died when he was 29, but he was the one who went crazy, and his mother used to say that he went crazy because he never got the woman he loved. And that is a lot of nonsense, because his brother went just as crazy, and he got her. In 1940, I arrived in the United States unable to speak one word of English, which was a handicap because I found that most people over here do, occasionally. And I tried to learn it, and I got along as time and a half went by, and I picked up a few words here and there, mostly there because I hadn't been here yet. But I found that people who speak English sometimes do not understand each other too well due to the fact that we do not use punctuation marks when we talk. That is why I invented what I call phonetic punctuation, which means that while we talk, we will use punctuation marks by giving them sound so that we can underline our sentences the way we do when we speak. I mean, when we read and or write or something to that extent. I'll teach you how to use the system. A period sounds like this. Here's a dash. An exclamation point is a vertical dash with a period underneath. Here's a comma. Quotation are two commas. This. Or if you happen to be left-handed. Question mark is a little difficult. Finally, we have the colon. That is all you have to learn. I have a book here, and I should like to read a short story to you so you can hear how this system sounds. This book was written by Shakespeare, Johann Sebastian Shakespeare. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a pickpocket edition. I have a short story right here in the beginning of the book. Now, here it is on page 2. In the open window, there suddenly came light. Beautiful Eleanor sat alone, dreaming of but one thing. Two years had passed since she met Sir Henry. She could still remember the unhappy evening when her father had thrown him out. They had been sitting in the park, and Henry had said, "Darling, is this the first time you have loved?" She had answered, "Yes." "But it is so wonderful that I hope it will not be the last." Getting a little messy, isn't it?
Suddenly she heard a well-known sound. It was he. In two strides, he was near her, embraced, kissed, and caressed her.
Henry!
What is love? She asked. He answered, well, I couldn't live without it. She asked, I'm sorry, left-handed, where have all your thoughts been this while? He answered, with thee, my maiden. Suddenly he was gone. All she heard was the well-known sound of his departing horse. Thank you ever so much. I'm very happy you enjoyed it. It is always a pleasure to hear a well-trained soprano voice. It is always a double pleasure when the owner of that voice is lovely to look at as well as to hear. That's the case with the next young lady I'm going to present to you. She's the baby of the WCCO family of stars. But already, so I hear, you folks are taking her to yourselves. And here is Miss Joan Iden. Miss Joan Iden. Comes out from the hiking.
If you've been in Havana, you have heard a dreamy tune. When you think of Havana, you have heard a dreamy tune. If you've danced in Havana, you've caught its funny rhythm that makes your senses stray. Night and day is a tantalizing melody they play. Si bonita, that's the tune of the crooner to down the Havana wine. Si bonita, that's the dance that they dance at the cafe.
I've met so many interesting and talented folks in the short time I've been in Minneapolis getting ready for tonight's program. I'd like to bring you now one of the talented ones I mentioned.
He's a great WCCO favorite. He's a very fine singer. Here is Tony Gracie.
I'm walking behind you on your wedding day, and I'll hear you promise to love and obey. Although we are parted, you're still on my mind. Look over your shoulder, I'm walking behind. Maybe I'll kiss again with a love that's new, but I will wish again I was kissing you, for I'll always love you wherever you go. And though we are parted, I want you to know that if things go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind, look over your shoulder, I'm walking behind. Maybe I'll kiss again with a love that's new, but I will wish again I was kissing you, for I'll always love you wherever you go. And though we are parted, I want you to know that if things go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind, look over your shoulder, I'm walking behind. Look over your shoulder, I'm walking behind.
Tony Gracie, ladies and gentlemen.